I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Macklemore's home in Seattle, the site of a home invasion on Saturday. He was not there, and his nanny and the kids were.
Oh,
and couple dudes broke in, used bear spray on the nanny, and Jeez. Then stole thousands of dollars in watches and jewelry. Yeah. So,
while out in Seattle, my posse's on Broadway.
It's probably the same guys who were doing the athlete robberies, knowing their full schedule and, and where they are.
You don't have to worry about a nanny. Just go to L.A. You can get a TV at Best Buy. Just walk right in. Right.
Not even Best Buy. They were looting Apple yesterday.
Oh, were they?
Yep.
Man, I was trying. I should have told your boy who's in L.A. See if he comes across size 13 Jordan 11s.
Is that what you need?
Yeah, holla at me. I mean, listen, I don't like the looting, but if you get a good discount from it.
Good. Right.
Thank you for prefacing it.
Yeah. We are going to hammer the shime on the U.S. Open with our guy Nick Kostos at about 8:30 or so.
Are they still calling those mostly peaceful, or is that stopped?
I don't know. I think that part may have stopped.
Okay. Sorry.
I tend to listen to the, you know, I follow a lot of, like, you know, Mexican Americans. They call them the Chicanos, the Cholos.
Yeah.
So I tend to listen to what they say is going on.
Well, they're on the streets.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah. I tend to listen to them.
They know what's going on. They know what's really happening.
Yeah.
Not the mainstream media.
Yeah. So this is something that I tend to listen to them.
And then Lou Merlone will join us at 9:00, and there is still plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on any topic. And we will play the best voice notes back that you have left for us at 9:20 or so this morning. But we were in the middle, smack dab in the middle of They Said It, Chime. What is next this morning?
Well, another guy who met with the media yesterday, that would be one Stephon Diggs, your probably wide receiver one for the New England Patriots, met with the media and was asked about the boat video and didn't really want to talk about it. Here was Steph Diggs' interaction with the media yesterday.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions, you know what I'm saying? And I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so, you know, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
Standing back, it's kind of incumbent on us to ask, what was in the bag?
Obviously, it's a conversation, you know, that's happening internal. You know what I'm saying? I can't have too much of a conversation about it. But I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm going to obviously answer it the same way.
Did you know it was being recorded?
Once again, you can format the question many different ways. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for 10 years. The conversation that I had with Raves and the people in the building, obviously, is going to be handled internal, in-house thing. So.
Do you regret it happened?
So you asked me again. I would hate to repeat myself again.
He was like, nah, you ain't about to get me on this one.
Very respectful, though.
He has a policy. Huh? He doesn't talk about personal things with people he doesn't know personally. So,
I get it.
I have the same policy.
That wasn't personal. That was shared. Like, we all saw it. Nobody's asking about behind closed doors in his home.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm assuming that if it wasn't an illegal substance, he just would have said it, Courtney.
Oh, no. If it was an illegal substance, he wouldn't be on the team. Guess.
What? Have you seen Jabril Peppers?
That would be my guess.
I mean, come on.
He's on the team.
He said they had conversations internally. And so in my mind, mm-hmm. whatever was in that bag was not what people were alleging.
But there's a guy that pled guilty to or admitted to having cocaine that is literally on the field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different situation.
I think in that situation, if you say once it's out there, people already believe it. If you say no, it ain't, people going to be like, oh, he's capping, he's lying, it was this. I know, you know, people are going to be like firsthand.
When you refuse to say anything, it makes it worse.
I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on who you are. But, you know, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, I've done that before. That's definitely pink cocaine. Wow. You know, so it's kind of like.
But Vrabel definitely told him, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, whether it is or it isn't.
Yes.
No, he said that's been his policy for 10 years.
Yeah, but Vrabel said it.
That's been his policy, is he doesn't talk about personal things with people he doesn't know.
I would have no idea who he's dating. I mean, he doesn't publish any of his private life.
But as much as, there is
too much oversharing when it comes to personal.
The guy is massaging butts on social media.
It's his girlfriend. Smacking it.
Clip that.
He's not exactly a closed book.
I do like that you called it massaging.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on to week one. When it comes to Steph Diggs.
He looks good.
Who did he talk to in the building about it? Do you think Robert Vrabel. Kraft?
Drake?
Well, no, he said I talked to Vrabel, and then he said I talked to people in the building.
Kraft.
Then we talked to Drake.
Yeah. Drake May and the receivers, probably, right? Didn't Drake say he was like in meetings with him and stuff?
He probably talked to Kraft, too, because remember, Cardi B was on stage performing, and she had Robert Kraft out there, so he probably talked to him as well.
Her new song is going to be so good.
Yeah, she's fire.
What is next?
Well, Greg, the Boston Bruins have a new head coach. That'd be one Marco Sturm. He met with the media yesterday, and here was Marco talking about kind of knowing what the city of Boston expects from him.
I mentioned it before. The years after that, especially when Claude took over, you could see the process, right? You could see every year how we got better. And all of a sudden, I see a big, big change here in the city of Boston because they're behind you. And that feeling alone, it feels like yesterday to me. And that's exactly what I want to bring back, right? Forget about winning and losing. Yes, we have to win. I know that. But even when there were tough stretches, tough games, you know, that feeling, and hopefully the fans in the city of Boston will feel it every time they're going to watch us play, right? We got to compete. We're going to be structured, I can tell you that. But we also got to compete and make everyone proud.
All right.
I mean, they always compete. You got to win. I mean, they always, compete.
Difficult challenge ahead for Marco Sturm because Donnie Sweeney traded away a lot of your value. So whatever you had. Value-wise. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, based on, you know, you hear some of the, you know, where we have Milbury on for all that time and just maybe they don't have enough talent. And as a coach, you know.
Is there a risk that you are, you know, you're going to waste some of the best years of David Pastrnak if you are not able to add some talent to this team, you know, other than the draft.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it all the time.
Because how old's Pasta right now? 30?
Is he that? I was going to say 29.
I would say he's close to
30. He's 29, yep.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, yeah, that you've got to consider that. I mean, the last year was a wash. The year before that was ended up being a wash. And people were coming at me yesterday because I told Wiggy that there was parts of last season where Pasta disappeared and people were saying, you don't know what you're talking about. That's not true. Pasta, in his own words last season, said that was the case.
Yes.
The beginning of last season, he had a rough start. And Mike Milbury on the show said it. We all talked about it.
Well, I would say it's the parts of the season where you're expecting he might play some defense.
But he was giving the puck away at certain points.
Yeah, he was turning over. Yeah.
So it was.
But he's still hands down far and away your best player.
We agree.
And you're if you don't put talent around him, then you're just wasting him. You know, you're just, he's just wasting away. Because you see it in hockey, right? Having one great player, it really doesn't mean anything. It's not going to get you anything. You know, you got to be able to, I mean, look at Washington for all those years with just having Ovechkin. You got to put pieces around them.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, you can't just rely on the coach because you had two really good ones.
Yeah.
And you got rid of them.
Yeah.
And the result did not get better.
No.
The result for them got better where they went.
Right.
But the result for your team did not get better.
Right. And so now it's more about what is Sweeney going to do when it comes to moves, off seasons? Can they be a big player in the off season and, you know, trades or that thing? If not, then what do you do? Maybe you miss the playoffs next year. Shyam says you miss the playoffs next year and then it's the year after that. But what's going to change? Are they going to get somebody?
I would assume they're going to get some talent, especially this offseason and free agency somehow. And then you're going to get some draft picks that hopefully will, after a year's time, kind of, you know, start to mature a little bit.
Do you have the money to get anybody legit?
I mean, you should have some. I can double check the number, but.
And how long do, like.
And does somebody legit want to come here? Like, you think about Sam Bennett or something like that, Shyam.
Yeah, I mean, if you pay him enough money, they'd come here. And he, like, especially a guy like that, you'd get to play with David Pastrnak.
Right.
Your numbers are only going to go up.
I don't know.
Pastrnak has had 100-plus points three straight years. This guy is in the middle of his prime. He is one of the best scorers and just point-getters in all of hockey. Like, any good any good player would want to play with David Pastrnak.
Yeah, I think hockey's different. I think those guys would love to come to Boston. The question is, how long do you wait for draft picks, you know, to pan out?
All right, anything else?
Nope, that'll do it today, Greg.
That'll do it. All right. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in the news, and then Nick Kostos will hammer the Shyam on the U.S. Open this weekend. Right now, Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox win, beating the Rays 3-1 at Fenway. And the big news in front of his family, Roman Anthony, got his first major league hit. Driving in runners are in second and third to give the Sox a 2-0 lead. Trevor Story also had a nice one, a bomb to go give the Sox three. Lucas Giolito struck out four over his six innings. We can hear about the night in front of his family from Roman from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, it was awesome. That group out there has been with me every step of the way. So just to see them here, I know they had to miss yesterday. Unfortunately, it was kind of quick notice, but to have them here was special for sure.
Very cool. Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. Last one with the Rays tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Tip is at 8:30 in Indiana. The Pacers and Thunder are tied at 1 apiece. And the U.S. Open is set to tee off tomorrow at Oakmont, right outside of Pittsburgh. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win at plus 270.
That means the game ain't gonna start till 8:40 and go to what, 11:30?
Yeah. I mean, could they not play every other night?
Like, yeah,
Curtis was talking about ratings earlier. Does that not have something to do with it in your mind?
Well, they were playing every other night before the NBA Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals, the regular, you know, in the playoffs.
I mean, they always spread it out. Yeah. Sunday night's a much better TV night. They don't want to go against the Stanley Cup. They don't want to have those on simultaneously. Yeah. So this is how it works out.
Yeah. Well, that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. We will be back with the news.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, there's a fishing boat that is missing off of Cape Cod this morning. Sean Arsenault and his girlfriend went out on Sunday morning and haven't returned. Mm. The first sign that there was something wrong was the boat's GPS washed up on the beach on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Coast Guard search is underway, but we can hear from Sam Miller, who found the GPS while walking on the beach with her dad.
I noticed in the surf there was something floating, so I went down to see what it was, and it turned out to be, we could tell it was a GPS unit off of a boat. I would like to be optimistic because the alternative is not so great, so hopefully he'll just come chugging back into the harbor and be like, what's all the fuss about?
Yeah.
So the GPS things that just come off a boat are, I thought it was part of the boat.
Well, it was, but
oh, okay.
It came off clearly.
And, but there's
so
no other
wreckage
of the boat,
yeah,
just
that's
that?
That's all that they got.
Oh. No. All right.
Mayor Wu spoke up yesterday against the Trump administration and suggested that the border czar, Tom Homan, should take a timeout. Wu declared...
Oh, is she running Los Angeles now, or the federal government, or what?
Well, there were protests in Boston yesterday,
okay,
as well.
All right.
But Wu declared she signed an executive order asking ICE to provide info on who they are arresting in the city. Here is Mayor Wu.
My advice to Tom Homan and ICE is to take a time out. Reassess what you are doing and how you are doing it. A little friendly advice from the safest major city in the country.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, adults using the term time out about other adults is not, I don't like it.
Yeah, like we're not your kid.
No.
That feels like kind of a shot at Missoula.
Doesn't ICE arrest, or aren't they grabbing people who are illegal?
That is the job, yes.
All right. Are they grabbing people who are legal, and is that why there's this whole backlash?
We can delve into this further on your podcast.
It was in the news. I asked a question.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. I love your news questions.
Well, I mean,
one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, I want to learn about
it. Some people are worried that is happening.
All right, so I want to learn about it.
Very creepy story up next.
Okay.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Is it the rapid rise of the follower count of Leah Anthony on social media that is no?
No, it is not. No, it's not. No, it is not.
Well, yeah, I would have been in the big leagues myself. I tore my ACL in high school.
I mean, her numbers are skyrocketing.
Yeah, the show started to now, we're up to over 7,000. Wow. It was at 6,000 when the show started.
Pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. All right.
37-year-old Gregory Matos, a registered sex offender, was caught filming a woman trying on bathing suits in a Target on Monday in Wareham.
Oh,
the woman told police that a man held a cell phone over the fitting room stall door when she was inside, and then security footage that they pulled showed Gregory following the woman into the fitting room. He was arrested. Here's some courtroom audio from WCVB.
She was positive that she was being filmed. He exited the fitting room 4 minutes after entering and then left the store without purchasing anything.
Gross.
Sickos.
Sicko is the word, Wiggy. Lock him up.
Yeah.
Would you allow a family member anywhere right now to go into a changing room?
Probably
I feel like
not.
I wouldn't do it. Just go home, try it on. If it doesn't fit, bring it back.
Yeah. We go to Florida for the next story.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Tough one for 21-year-old Sultan Alnofe. He called 911 because he claims he lost money at the Oz Gentlemen's Club in Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, this is a Jackson.
Yeah.
If you have a bad interaction at a business and then you call the police about it.
Correct.
That's the weirdest moment of 2025 for this show.
Yeah.
The calling the police.
Because the dollar store said they were open till 10 and it was 9:50 when they closed.
Yeah.
So this guy had an unfortunate interaction at the Oz Gentleman's Club.
Yeah, he said he lost some money. Okay. So when officers talked to him, he said that he paid a worker $300 for sex, but didn't get the sex.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now, this
it's a breach of contract.
Well, he didn't know that there was no sex in the champagne room, Wiggy.
Well, apparently. She must have told him something that made him think there was.
Right. Well, now, this is my question for you guys, because prostitution is illegal in Florida. Mm-hmm. He reportedly smelled of booze, and he was arrested early Sunday morning. He's facing charges for misuse of a 911 system, mm-hmm. not even prostitution.
Yeah. Okay.
Or soliciting.
Or soliciting.
Soliciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants his money back.
Yeah.
Dope. Okay.
The defense and prosecution in Karen Reed's trial told Judge Bev they expect to be able to wrap up Friday and give the jury the case.
Finally.
Yeah. So this will be good.
Our long national nightmare of trial number two could be over.
Yes. Yesterday was another day about the Lexus, speed. There were a lot of numbers being thrown around. But they did have one big moment for the defense. We can hear from Prosecutor Hank Brennan questioning Dr. Lopresati about the speed of the Lexus when determining that she believes John O'Keefe's injuries didn't come from a car.
All right. Did you look at any of the data evidence from the defendant's Lexus?
No, other than looking at the contours of the back to see if it had impacted Mr. O'Keefe.
When you were doing differential diagnosis, did you look at any information that would tell you what the speed of that impact may have been or allegedly was?
Well, it didn't hit him, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. Okay. So you didn't care to know anything about the car, the data in the car, because you had already formed your opinion?
It did not hit him, so it was not relevant to my opinion.
Is that
By looking at the body, I could tell that there was no evidence of impact with a vehicle. Whether the vehicle was going slow or fast is not relevant.
And so you didn't try to get any information about the speed of the vehicle? It was totally irrelevant to you?
Correct.
That's what I just said.
Oof.
Yeah.
Friday.
Interesting.
Friday. Now, do we think that this is going to be a long deliberation for the jury?
I don't know.
What do you think? You're the other one watching it 24/7.
Well, the first time, how many days was it?
It was a few days, I think, the first time.
I think that this one's going to be
speedy. It'll be quicker? You think it'll be speedy?
Yeah.
Is that good for the defendant or not? I never know.
What was OJ's?
OJ's was pretty quick.
Yeah, I think it usually...
Yeah, it can be good for the defendant when it's quick. But okay. All right.
The lawyers for R. Kelly are saying that their client's life is in danger behind bars as they've uncovered evidence of government wrongdoing by prosecutors in Chicago and New York. They're filing an emergency motion for his release in North Carolina. Now, in the emergency motion filed with the court, it includes a declaration from a fellow inmate, Michael Stein, who alleges three prison officials instructed him to kill R. Kelly. Damn.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, do you have your passport? Did you get your shoes? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, America.
Imagine how screwed up R. Kelly would have been by the change in the real ID, Curtis.
Oh, that would have been tough.
Because he would have had to get all of the ladies a new real ID as opposed to just the passport.
Yeah. Right.
Given and the shots.
Given the behavior of people all over this country, doesn't it just feel absurd that we have to go through this process for a real ID?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you get your real ID?
And just a reminder for those who may not be keeping up, he's serving a 30-year sentence.
Said he wants to be able to do it, serving it from his crib now.
Yes.
Because they're trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Careful,
he wants a house arrest.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll end with Match.com. They just released its 14th annual Singles in America report. And one in four singles are using AI to help with dating. 16% are using AI as a romantic companion.
What does that mean?
They're dating their AI robot.
Right.
Really?
So it's you know, they're talking to AI.
That has to just be men, right? Like, there's no way a woman is that.
Nah, women are weird too, though.
I don't think so.
I bet the majority is men, but there are probably some women.
I don't understand that. Like, they're interacting with them all day.
Yes.
On a device.
Yes. Right. Yep.
Okay, and like telling them like what their problems of the day were.
Yeah, and they might be able to like sext.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
With it.
Okay.
The people that date AI spend their mornings in Twitch.
Now, 40% of people dating are saying that using AI as a romantic companion is cheating.
Oh, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
So.
Okay.
I mean.
So if you're in a relationship and then you're having a second relationship with artificial intelligence, that is cheating.
Wow.
Huh.
I don't think it is.
You wouldn't?
It's not a person.
No. What if Santa were having a whole other relationship with an AI being? Mm. I mean,
that's a good point. People watch porn.
Yeah, but porn's different, though. You don't have a connection there.
Neither do you with an AI machine.
No, but he's saying an AI, he's telling the AI about his problems, how you're not treating him right, and the AI is reciprocating like, well, you should probably...
You don't
do that in porn.
You could talk to a therapist about problems you're having, or you could talk to AI. Like, the fact that...
But you don't sex with your therapist.
No, right. I know, but you brought up your problems. I don't think
it's
that it's cheating.
It's not real, though. It's not like a real relationship.
Right.
We are doomed.
Right.
I just think that it would be an ick, would probably end the relationship, not because it's cheating.
Can your AI companion dump him out? No.
No.
I mean...
But I guess if you get it...
Nope.
I don't think it's a real... I mean, I guess it...
I had never heard it used in that way. That no, dump him out meant your boobs... First, were, I,
yeah. Boob watch.
Is that a main thing? Mm.
But if you get the AI software and you put it into a AI bot... I guess you could get everything you need, right?
Huge boobs.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Joining us now, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Get the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and we say good morning to our pal Nick Costos. Hi, Nick.
What's going on, guys? I agree with Curtis. We're doomed. I'm never going to let my daughter near a smartphone, ever.
Yeah.
And I also dated an AI companion back in the day. It was called the Spice Channel. It was awesome.
The 24B. Spice Channel?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. So when I grew up in Queens on Time Warner Cable, it was Channel 63.
Yep.
I don't even know if I should like to. I mean, I don't even think I should tell the story on the air.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think you should.
All right. Well, I've done it on my show before, so I guess it doesn't really matter. So when you would go past the channel, because it would be blocked off, right? Same thing for like wrestling pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. You would see it for like the most split of split seconds.
Yep.
So, of course, in my, you know, perverted 12-year-old, 11-year-old brain at the time, if you figured out, if you just sat there and just went 6-3, 6-3, 6-3, 6-3, 6-3 over and over and over again, you'd actually be able to watch.
So it was sort of scrambled, but you were able to circumvent the scramble.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like when you're younger, it's like all it takes is like a gust of wind, you know?
That's it.
So
yeah, you get a little bit of a... Yeah. We used to have Spice Channel was 24B, and then you had the ability to jimmy-rig the cable boxes, and it would be squiggly, and so you could get a little bit of squiggly.
It's like an Office Space. Channel 3, it's the breast exam.
I remember at 24B.
There was Skinamax.
Yep. But Spice was the first.
Yeah, Spice was a pioneer.
Yeah, they were the first.
Yes, they were.
Playboy was Channel 62. Spice was Channel 63. Yeah. I remember liking Spice more.
Oh, yeah. Spice was more raunchy.
And I can't remember why. I just liked it.
Because Spice was more raunchy. Playboy Channel was like...
Was weak. Soft.
Yeah, it was like watching Emmanuel 6 at night.
But I love how like Greg's like, oh, soft. Like you didn't do the same thing, man. Come on.
No, I did.
Or do it now. Stop it.
Or now.
He had to call collect to a sex hotline.
Great season from your Knicks, by the way.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Not bad. We beat your guys. Awesome. But I thought they made the right move in firing the coach. So I agreed with that. And I like the direction of the team moving forward now.
Okay.
Are you going to get Giannis?
Sean,
I don't think so.
You should ask Nick what he would do when it comes to the buyout on that parlay.
Oh, yeah. So, Nick, there's this the kid on is going around the internet. He had like a $13 champions parlay, five-leg parlay. He hit the first three, and he's down to the Thunder and the Oilers to win their respective titles. The cash out at one point got up to $127. I think at last check it was right around $107,000. Would you just take the cash out, or are you just going to let it ride?
Well, I'll say this always because I get asked this question a lot about, like, what do I cash out? It really comes down to the person's individual financial situation, right? If you don't need the money, then I think that you should obviously let it ride. But if you're someone where $107,000, like, could potentially make you, like, you could help you put a down payment on a house, or maybe you have a job and you don't make a lot of money, or you're out of work at the time. There are a bunch of different examples you can give, right? And you need that money, then yeah, like, take the money. Absolutely. But if you're in a position where you don't necessarily need that money, then I would definitely let it ride, especially with that bet, where I think the Thunder will almost certainly win the championship, and Edmonton's down in the series, but Edmonton could easily win game four tomorrow night and then have home ice advantage again. So I think it really all depends on the individual person that's placing the bet, like their risk tolerance and their financial situation. I don't think this is a catch-all where 100% of people should do X or Y.
So someone like Greg should just let it ride.
Yeah, I mean, you've hit on Greg's income and his age already. What's going on with you two?
I destroyed him in the match. That I embarrassed him in a 9-hole match. He was done after 5.
Well, I mean, well, Greg's rich, so he probably plays more golf, Sean.
Really. No, I don't get out there as much as I used to. But how are you wagering the Open at Oakmont?
I will not BS you guys or the audience and tell you that I'm the world's biggest golf bettor, or at least handicapper. But the good news is we have a lot of really smart people that come on my show that give their expert opinions. So whether they're professional bettors or professional analysts. And what I can tell everybody is, you know, Scottie Scheffler presents such a conundrum, right? Because he's the clear favorite at the top of the board. This is a Tiger Woods price for Scottie Scheffler. Plus 275 in a major golf tournament is absolutely wild. But you look at his recent run of form and you can understand why the price is what it is. So if this is a like water gun to your head situation and you need to pick a winner to save your life, I think you'd probably pick Scottie Scheffler. But because we're betting, right, and we're trying to make more money, and then look, maybe you're out there and you're just like, I want to win money, and I'm willing to bet a plus 275 in a 4-day golf tournament, I would suggest if you want to bet Scheffler, wait till after Friday, after after a bunch of people miss the cut, and Scheffler has to beat less people to win the tournament. The price may be the same on Scottie Scheffler. So I wouldn't bet Scottie Scheffler what we call pre-flop before the tournament starts. I think if you're looking to get away from Scheffler, the PGA guys have proven to be like a total disaster. They're not really competitive as a concerned Scottie Scheffler. Rory kind of looks like he's checked out. I would have no interest in betting Rory, which leads us to the LIV guys. And this is really square, but again, we're trying to win, right?
Yeah.
I would take a look at Bryson at plus 750. He's the second choice, and his game fits this course. And I would also take a look at John Rahm at plus 1,200. Mm. If you're looking for a longer shot down the board, I can tell you that a golf bettor that I really respect has bet Harris English at 80-1 to win this tournament.
H-E, baby.
I'm not saying that he's definitely going to win, just that someone I really respect thinks that he's more alive than the betting market would indicate.
Nick, were you going to go? Okay,
well, I was just going to ask because I'm looking to capitalize on the most money, Nick, as usual. So obviously I'm looking at parlays and I'm looking at bogeys because if we get like a round one bogey.
I got nothing.
It's also crazy the bet that you're talking about.
No, but well, what is it?
It's no bogey. It's like bogey free open. It's the most, it's the most ludicrous bet.
Well, yeah, the problem with it is that. Yeah, like the winning score is going to be over par.
It's never happened before, I don't believe.
That one's crazy, but if I just break it down, like Scottie Scheffler round one, no bogey. I don't know.
What's the price?
Yeah, what are you getting for
plus that? Plus 1,200.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like he's, I mean, look, I'm not going to, I'm never going to tell someone not to bet a long shot because what if it hits? But like the rough at this, at Oakmont. Yeah. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can happen. I personally would not bet on it, but I'll never tell someone to not bet a long shot. So go for it if you want. I think you're probably going to lose, but it's your money. Not
Adam
mine.
Scott has better odds, but it's like plus 3,300.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, well, Adam, he sucks.
I know, but exactly. but you know
so
what?
He's gonna bogey.
I want someone to root for.
Yeah. Don't be betting bogey free rounds.
You just want to watch Adam Scott because he's handsome.
Here's what
I'll tell you what. He is handsome.
Yes.
That is true.
Here's what
and he also uses that. He uses that stupid putter, like the cheater putter.
Greg, we've come on to something.
Yeah.
Who's Courtney's favorite Red Sox? We ruined.
Is
Liam Hendricks.
It's all about the accent. Adam Scott, Liam Hendricks.
The most handsome Red Sox is Jarren Duran, right?
I would agree.
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball the other night, and they were doing the interview with him. I was like, this guy's really handsome.
Yeah, he probably Jarren does all right with the ladies.
Well, you can't offer a personal opinion on that.
Yeah, I don't judge men on their looks.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't judge men on their looks.
Afraid to say it.
No, okay. I judge men on.
You can't acknowledge that another man is handsome, which is a weird thing.
No, I don't.
I'll be honest. It's a little weird.
Yeah, it is. I judge him. You know how I judge it, Nick? I judge it based on he looks like he does eye with the ladies.
Right.
So that's kind of the way
but you're saying the same thing.
Right. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
There's a difference there.
No, there isn't.
Pause.
There's a difference between saying, oh, he looks good.
But I didn't say he looks good like that.
Versus he looks like he does eye with the ladies.
I didn't say, oh, he looks good. That's not what I said. I said he's handsome.
Well, I mean, isn't that saying he looks good?
No, he looks good as a different connotation to it.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Sox-Yankees series this weekend?
I'll say this about the Red Sox, and I'm going to look something up quickly I want to get the right stat. Boston's, so the Red Sox are three games under right now, right, at 33 and 36. Their run differential, they're actually plus 17 run differential, which would indicate that they're, and the same thing with the Braves. The Braves are 10 games under. They have a positive run differential, which would indicate to me that the Red Sox are, and I think this is no surprise to Red Sox fans, because the manner that they lose these games, these one-run games, blowing leads at the ends of games, like, they're better than the record indicates. Now, I'm not going to panic as a Yankee fan because the Red Sox won the series and say Boston's better than the Yankees. Like, they're not. And to the Red Sox fans, like, don't worry, you're going to get what you want when the Yankees lose in October and Aaron Judge hits 120. But I do think the Red Sox are in line for a much better rest of the season. And I'm happy that they finally called Roman Anthony up because we need some excitement in Major League Baseball. So I like that.
Is it worth it to take a look at him for Rookie of the Year, even though there may
be concerns? Yeah, so I think he's really far behind. And the problem with AL Rookie of the Year, and I'll do like 20 seconds on this to be quick, when Jack Caglione got called up by the Royals, like a week and a half ago at this point, he was Roman Anthony before Roman Anthony, like a week earlier, right? Highly touted prospect. The problem with those two, and they're both really exciting, is that Jacob Wilson of the Athletics is basically like mini Ichiro. He's not Japanese, but I mean, the way that he hits the baseball is insane. And he's a massive favorite to win the award. He's minus 550, and he should be. So it's not just like great, Roman Anthony can be awesome. He has to be awesome and better than Jacob Wilson and make up the difference that Jacob Wilson has put between him and the field. I would not look to bet either of those guys at price. I think Wilson's very likely to win the award.
Nick, for me, I think what most people want to know, and it's the future bet, who should I lay my money on Super Bowl champs this year?
Oh.
Or the wild wild card potential team.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So what's the question?
All right,
those are two different questions.
All right, so
you
I would
a
say
long shot. You
yeah,
want a long shot.
Yeah, give me the long shot that
a Super Bowl long shot.
Yeah, that has a chance though. I'm not like
okay. Let's go. Oh, I love that you asked this question. Okay. So I really like, this is not going to be my answer, but I just want to say, I really like the Broncos this year. Mm. I think Denver has a chance to be probably not as good as Kansas City, but I think Denver is going back to the playoffs this year. Mm. But I don't think you can make the case for Denver to win the Super Bowl year two of Bo Nix. Like it could happen. I think it's really unlikely. And how it would happen, it would be like when the Seahawks won year two with Russell Wilson on the strength of an awesome defense, and Denver's defense has a chance to be great. Remember, they drafted Jade Barron in the first round, and that their three corners are all awesome. But because Nix is a little inexperienced, we'll go away from Denver, but I want to give you another AFC team towards the in that range on the odds board. And let's go with the Houston Texans at 35-1. So Houston kind of fits the stat profile of a team that we like to win the Super Bowl. A team that finished really high the season before in either offensive or defensive DVOA, which is like an advanced NFL metric. I don't claim to understand it, but I do use it. Like I know how to apply it. So Houston's defense last year was crazy good. And there's no reason to believe that the defense won't, pending health, won't be awesome again. Defensive head coach and D'Amico Ryans. The problem last year for Houston was its offense. Like, Stroud took a step back in his second season. The offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, was an absolute clown. They fired Bobby Slowick, so he's gone. So I don't know anything about the new offensive coordinator. His first name's Nick, so I like him. But he can't be worse than Bobby Slowick. So you have a new offensive coordinator. They shipped out a couple guys on the offensive line in an effort to kind of remake and provide better protection for Stroud. If you get Stroud back to where he was as a rookie, with the defense that they had last year, this is a team with monster potential. Now, like, on paper, are they as good as the Chiefs, the Bills, or the Ravens? No, but I'd rather take them over Buffalo and Baltimore, given those two teams, the losing that they've done in the postseason with coach and quarterback. So this is actually a bet that I like, is the Texans at 35-1.
Wow. Last one, because we got to run, and I know you got to work, but 8.5 wins, Pats, over or under?
Yeah, that number's gotten bet up.
Okay.
And now we're at, is that right, 8.5? That's what it is?
Shime?
At last check, it was. I'll double check right now. Hold on. Oh.
So basically, your bet now is for the Patriots to finish above or below 500. And I'm bullish on the Pats. And Greg, I think I came on your show after the Pats hired Vrabel, and I said immediately, this is the second best team in the division. The Jets are going to be terrible with Justin Fields. And I know Wiggy loves Justin Fields, which is weird because he's awful. and I think the Dolphins have disaster potential. So the Patriots, are going to come in second in the division. Now, betting on them to win 9 games, finish above 500 in year two here, I think is probably a little much. I guess like I would go under, but only slightly. Like, I think they're going to be pretty good, and I think the future is way bright for the Patriots with Drake May.
I'd love to hear it. Huh? Nick, thank you, as always, for taking the time for us. We so appreciate it. And make sure you check out You Better You Bet. Nick is an Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider, and Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Would you wish anything for us before you depart?
Yes, I would wish for everyone to watch my show on Peacock and NBC Sports Now every single day, in addition to listening to it. And hope and wish everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. Let's go Thunder tonight, and let's go Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Nick. Joining us at 9, Lou Merlone on the Boston Red Sox.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you watch nothing else on this show, on YouTube or on Twitch, go there now and you can take a look at Bella. And Bella is a Pudge's pal. Pudge's pal is our tribute to Curtis's best friend for 12 years, Curtis?
Yeah.
Pudge?
Pudge was 12 years old when he passed away last summer. So this is our way of making sure that Pudge was adopted. He was a rescue from Tennessee. And Bella is 8 years old and she has been seeking a permanent home for a long time. So we're hoping we can help out.
What a cutie. Emily is here from the Quincy Animal Shelter. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us. Tell us a little bit about Bella.
Well, Miss Bella is 8 years old. She's a chocolate lab. She's a wonderful dog. She's very lovely with humans, and you know, very gentle with children and adults.
All right. She likes being the star of the show.
Bella's one caveat is that she does not do well with other dogs.
Okay. Oh, I can tell.
Yeah. She's looking for a home, possibly like a fenced-in yard away from everybody else.
I know, Bella. I have to hang out with these dogs every day too.
Oh, Bella. All right. So. We need to find a forever home for Bella.
We do.
And just no other animals, no other dogs, but a yard maybe would be awesome. And she does great with kids and great with human beings.
Great with people. Yeah. We just cats, dogs, bunnies. She's going to go after that stuff.
Okay.
How do we, if someone's interested, how do they contact you?
You can visit our website, which is quincyanimalshelter.org, or our Facebook page, which is Quincy Animal Shelter. Okay. We're located at 99 Quarry Street in Quincy, Mass. Yeah. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4.
Awesome. Right. We'll put that all in our socials. Bella just wants to hear Lou's reaction to the Sox last night.
We'll get Lou Marlone on coming up. And I think we are undefeated when it comes to finding forever homes for Pudge's pals.
Yeah,
so.
We are
She's
on a roll.
So sweet.
Hopefully one of you would like to welcome Bella into your home. And Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
And we will be right back with Lou Marlone on the Red Sox.
Thank you.
Jones and Keefe.
Look, the press conference isn't always a predictor of how successful a coach is going to be.
No. Look at Nick Sirianni.
Great one.
This was a little bit of a mess, Keefe.
I haven't seen my kids in 6 years. I was like, what?
I know exactly what you like.
I mean, I'm just saying, Don Sweeney pointed out that they need a drastic overhaul to the culture and the communication in the locker room. It's almost as if somebody said it was a mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.